Welcome to Atomic Habits by James Clear, a book that will permanently change how you think about self-improvement and why your daily routines matter far more than your biggest ambitions. Most people assume that dramatic results require dramatic actions, but this book reveals a counterintuitive truth about tiny behaviors that will stop you in your tracks. James Clear, who rebuilt his life through small daily routines after a severe baseball bat injury nearly ended his athletic career, spent years turning that personal discovery into a science-backed system anyone can use. Clear opens with a deceptively simple mathematical insight. Improve by just 1% every day for a year, and you end up roughly 37 times better than when you started. The British cycling team under coach Dave Brailsford made this real by optimizing everything, training, nutrition, even the type of pillow riders slept on. The result was winning 60% of available gold medals at the 2008 Beijing Olympics after a century of mediocrity. The author is careful to warn that compounding cuts both ways. Small bad habits accumulate into serious problems just as reliably as small good habits build extraordinary results. The danger is that neither trajectory is visible in the short term. Clear introduces the concept of the plateau of latent potential to explain why people quit too soon. He uses the image of an ice cube absorbing heat from 25 degrees Fahrenheit to 31 degrees Fahrenheit with no visible change, then suddenly melting at 32 degrees Fahrenheit. People abandon habits inside what he calls the Valley of Disappointment, precisely when invisible groundwork is nearly complete. This leads to one of the book's most important reframes. Results are lagging indicators of habits, not direct products of goals. The author argues that goals and systems are not the same thing. Goals set direction, but systems determine progress. As Clear puts it, you do not rise to the level of your goals, you fall to the level of your systems. The next major layer concerns identity. Clear argues that durable change works from the inside out, starting with who you believe you are. The distinction is vivid. One person declining a cigarette says, "I'm trying to quit," while another says, "I'm not a smoker." Only the second has undergone a real shift. According to the author, identity is not fixed. It emerges from accumulated evidence built by repeated action. Every behavior is a vote for the type of person you wish to become. A consistent pattern of small actions reshapes self-image over time, creating a feedback loop where habits reinforce identity and identity reinforces habits. To explain how habits form mechanically, Clear draws on neuroscience. The brain automates repeated behaviors, shifting control from the deliberate prefrontal cortex to the automatic basal ganglia. This produces the four-step habit loop, cue, craving, response, reward, which the author translates into four practical laws: make it obvious, make it attractive, make it easy, make it satisfying. Critically, the first law begins with awareness tools, like the habit scorecard and pointing and calling, a technique borrowed from Japanese railway conductors that reduces errors by up to 85% by verbalizing observations aloud. From there, Clear introduces implementation intentions, specific plans stating exactly when, where, and how a behavior will occur. Research shows that committing to a precise time and location dramatically increases follow-through. Ambiguity is the silent killer of most habit attempts. The author also highlights the power of environment design as a tool for making cues obvious. Placing a book on your pillow, or setting out running shoes the night before, removes friction and makes the right behavior the default choice. Clear argues that motivation is overrated. Environment often wins.